the parable of the householder. What kind of teacher are you becoming now that you have seen the mysteries of the kingdom? Jesus said in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13 verse 52, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. This is the final parable in one of the most profound teaching moments in Scripture. After unveiling the secrets of the kingdom through parables about seeds and soil, weeds and wheat, nets and fish, yeast and flour, pearls and treasure, Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, "Have you understood all these things?" They respond, "Yes, Lord." But Jesus does not end there. Instead, he adds one final picture, one quiet parable, a householder. A master of the house, a person of influence, of authority, of stewardship. He walks into his storeroom and brings out treasure. Not just what is familiar, not just what is new, but both new treasures and old. Jesus is speaking directly to those who teach, to those who explain the word, to those who disciple, who lead, who proclaim, to those who take what they have received and share it with others. And his message is clear. Now that you have seen what the kingdom of heaven truly is, you are accountable for how you present it. This short parable affirms two things, both essential. First, the old still has value. Truth is not disposable. The law matters. The covenants still speak. The promises of God remain unshaken. The foundation still holds. The Old Testament is not obsolete, it is the storehouse that points to the Son. But second, the new has arrived. The Messiah has come. The kingdom is at hand, the Spirit is alive, the mystery is being revealed. And so the disciple of the kingdom brings out both, not in conflict, but in harmony. Because both serve the same purpose, to reveal the King. Have you become so loyal to the old that you are blind to the new? Or so drawn to the new that you disregard the richness of the old? Jesus is not asking you to choose. He is calling you to carry both, to teach with depth, to disciple with dimension, to hold Scripture and Spirit together without compromise. This parable speaks to anyone who shares the truth, to preachers, to writers, to creators, to mentors, to parents, to pastors, to voices in the wilderness, and servants in the quiet places. And the question is simple. What are you offering? Are you bringing out only what is familiar, only what feels safe, only what people already expect? Or are you reaching into the depths and drawing out both the ancient truths and the fresh revelations? Because if the storeroom is full, there is no excuse for offering empty words. Ask yourself, have I honored both the word and the kingdom? Have I let God expand my understanding, or have I settled into routine? Am I feeding others from the abundance I have received, or simply repeating what once worked? This parable is a commissioning. You have heard the stories. You have seen the treasure. You have tasted the mystery. Now, teach with integrity. Disciple with reverence. Speak with fire. Bring out the old. Bring out the new. And feed the world from a storeroom filled with kingdom truth.